97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Johnny Lou with the Kiss Night Show. Joined in the studio with me right now, Juno Award nominee Fifi Dobson. What's up, girl?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for stopping into Utica, New York. And I'm really excited because we've been listening to Stutterin' on the air now, and I just saw the music video that you made.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I did. It is so good.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
What really sets it apart to me is like you tell a story through the song,
yeah,
and there's a twist like right in the middle of the music video that you don't really expect. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with the ideas and where this all came from.
Well, I was working with my friend and director, Alan Ferguson, who's done so many amazing videos, Hot and Cold, Katy Perry. We were sitting around, we were talking about it for a while. It was like a month we worked on it. And we wanted to have a twist. We wanted it to be a little different and for people to be like, what just happened? And want to watch it over and over again to kind of figure it out. That was my goal.
And I've watched it 4 times this
there
afternoon.
There you go. See?
Because I was like, what? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Hotel California. Once you go there, you can never really leave. You have to keep coming back because, you know, it's my character, like me. I guess hit my head. I have amnesia, and I think that my boyfriend's cheating, and it's really the other way around.
Yeah, but the way that the song is sort of like made, it's like you talking about, you know, your boyfriend cheating. You know,
yeah,
what
which
saying?
Is still like for sure. I've had that happen to me, so it's definitely that's my way of connecting with the song. But as well as I kind of wanted to just twist it around. I wanted to be like a mini movie, you know.
No, it is. It definitely grabs your attention and makes you want to watch it over and over again. I've got the video up on our website now, so all of the Kiss listeners can see it. It's cnykiss.com. Check it out. Check out my Jack page. You can see it right there. Tell me a little bit about, now, you were nominated for the Juno Awards for Best Pop Album of the Year. Now, there's a difference because, like, your style really isn't, like, quote unquote popish.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about your style of music.
Well, you know, it's rock pop and I'm very influenced by rock and roll, but as well as I love a great pop song, you know, I love just great melodies and whatnot. So writing wise, I definitely go towards a pop song, but I love the organicness and the energy of rock and roll.
There is no doubt that like the videos that I saw of you, not only like on YouTube, but other video sites, are you just completely high energy level, and so is your songs, you know what I'm saying? So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I grew up on like Michael Jackson and Janet and, you know, I grew up on Bob Marley and then Guns N' Roses and Smashing Pumpkins. So I had so many different artists running around in my head.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that really influenced me as, you know, as a musician.
Where did you get your motivation, your inspiration to start in this field?
I always wanted to be a singer. Like, even when I was a kid in elementary school, I'd be like, or even younger than that, I'd be like, I want to be a singer. And the teacher would be like, well, what do you really want to be when you grow up? And I was like,
those
a
are
singer?
My dreams. Don't let me.
I know. Like, why are you breaking my heart right now? Really?
For some reason, though, in elementary school, they always wanted us to have a backup plan. You know,
it's
like,
true.
Why?
What's plan B?
Yeah, I know. What do you want to do? I want to be an astronaut. Okay, and if you can't do that, what do you want?
I know. I want to be an astronaut. No, so I've always been into music, and that was kind of my way to escape because I always just, music's amazing. I mean, no one can deny. I've only met one person. I thought I would never, but I met one person that actually doesn't like music.
Doesn't like it at all?
I didn't think I'd,
How does that happen?
I don't know. I was doing a photo shoot and I was like, can we put some music on? He was like, I don't own any music. And I was like, why? He's like, I don't really listen to music.
Was he like old school religious or something?
No, he was actually a young guy and he just found it distracting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was my first time ever in my
life. That's crazy because like so many people could relate to like the stories that music tells, you know, whether it's whether it's about love or whether it's about being a heartbroken or whatever it is, it relates to people's lives. That's why that's really a sad story.
It is. I was like, what does he do for fun?
No doubt. But you've had a lot of fun throughout your career, you know, since everything has gone down. You've mentioned some awesome artists that you've worked around and stuff like that. Tell me a little bit about it. I heard you opened for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I toured with Justin in Europe for a while. That was awesome. He was a really big supporter, and we kind of lost contact, but you know, he's just amazing. And got to work with Joan Jett, who I also love. Kevin Rudolph on my last song, Ghost. He produced that with me. And then, you know, it's just those relationships you gain with people. And Orianthe's on my album, which is coming out. November 30th. It's called Joy. Very exciting.
That's right. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Fifi Dobson. You can check out her website, fifidobson.com. Her album, Joy, debuts November 30th. Make sure you go out and get your copy. And also, you guys are on iTunes, too. So, I mean, they could just download it right off our site, right?
Yeah, yeah, woo! Totally. As well as I think Hellcats has it up on their site. I was just on that CW show, Hellcats, and they probably have Stuttering on there, too.
There you go. It's a great song. Now, you toured with Justin Timberlake. You've mentioned some big artists. Mm-hmm. You were on the red carpet for the MTV Video Music Awards. How crazy was that?
It's you know what's crazy about it? Is like you want to talk to everybody. You really do. Because, I mean, there's people out there that maybe they're not the biggest names that could interview you, but they're just really passionate and they really believe in you. And so I try to make my runs and run to everybody because I think that's the most crazy part about it is how many people that, you know, you want to talk to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Did you bump into any like other celebrities or something like that?
Not that night as much. Well, yeah. I mean, who was it? Sean Paul? Sean Paul was sitting with us and he was cool. And got to see Neo, who I hadn't seen for a while, and Kanye and stuff. So that was cool.
That's awesome. It's awesome that you could talk about them like that. Like they're, you know, like they're in your, you know, your Fab Five or something on your cell phone. It's just like, yeah, I text Kanye the other day and we're all good. You know, we haven't hung out in a while, but
no,
whatever.
I wish. Kanye's really talented. He's really talented.
Oh, absolutely. What kind of crazy stories like through your career have you come up with like some other celebrities? Anything that really stands out?
I set myself on fire by accident. I was wearing a jacket at a party and Drake put me out.
How in the world did you set yourself on fire by accident?
I was wearing this jacket and I was sitting at a table. I was just relaxing. My feet were hurting. I was wearing these heels and he was like, just sit, you know, like mm-hmm. feet are hurting. And I was like, thank you. And all of a sudden a candle, I don't know, I started smelling something burning and all I saw was people pointing at me, and I was like, oh, people are pointing at me. Is maybe because I, you know, do I look cute?
He
was my shoes. He was patting me down. He was like, you were on fire, V. I was like,
and then you took that as a compliment. Like, yeah, my album is hot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm literally on fire.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. It shocked me.
That is crazy.
I was on fire.
So now, was that the first time that you met him?
Or he's from Toronto. I'm from Toronto, too. We're Canadian buds, and just the fact that he put me out, I was like, Drake's got my back.
Literally.
Cool. Yeah, literally.
That's
got my
awesome.
Arm.
That's awesome. Once again, Fifi Dobson, her album debuts on the 30th. It's called Joy. Absolutely phenomenal. She's going to be playing tonight in the studio for us her absolutely awesome hit, Stutterin'. You could watch the music video right off of our website, cnykiss.com. You ready? Can I get a little acoustic, stuttering going on here or what?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm ready when you guys are, so whenever you're ready.
All right.
There's a whole lot of things that I will forgive, but I just can't take a liar. I was by your side to the very end, till you pushed me in the fire. I try to believe you, but something is wrong. You won't look in my eyes, tell me what's going on. It's you and me against the world, that's what you say, that's what you said. If you can't be honest with me, then I'm afraid this is the end. Hurry up, hurry up. If you ever really care about me, tell the truth, give it up. You sound guilty, cause it's stuttering. Oh, 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 eh, 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 oh, 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 oh. Yeah, you're stuttering. Oh, 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 eh, 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 oh, 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 oh. Now the seconds turn into minutes now, but you won't give answer. You can tell me this, you can tell me that, but don't say you don't remember. Cause I know you better than you know yourself. So don't say I'm crazy, I know very well. It's you and me against the world. That's what you said, that's what you said. If you can't be honest with me, then I'm afraid this is the end. Hurry up, hurry up. better in your words is only making you look worse. Hurry up, hurry up. If you ever really care about me, tell the truth, give it up. You sound guilty, cause it's that red.
My God, it was absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
And gentlemen, Fifi Dobson, her album Joy drops November 30th. You can check her out on her website, fifidobson.com. Also, the music video to that song, Stutterin', available on our website right now, cnykiss.com. Fifi, thanks so much for stopping in tonight. I wish you a lot of luck with everything
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's Johnny Lou with the Kiss Night Show. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with more of your requests. Keep it locked on Kiss.